Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, rapture-centric family. God reigns, and the kingdom is for those who come to him as a little child. I think we're going to open up the phones right away. We've got an 818 number that I'm not familiar with. I'm guessing it's going to be somebody we know. Hello, 818.
Yes. Hi, you do know me. At least I hope you do.
Hi, Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. Hi, I love you, Jerry. I love,
love you too,
Jesus.
Tana.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you, chat, and I love you, everyone listening. I'm calling on the work phone. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it might be. All right. Can you hang out for a little while?
Yeah, I'm here for like 45. I mean, not 45. I'm here for 15 minutes, so. 15 minutes or less.
Okay. And we have Pat on the line. She's getting to call right away today, I think. Let's see. Oops, hold on.
Later, so I'm going to try to put in as much time as I can.
Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi, sweetie. How are you? Love you guys.
Love
everybody.
You.
Love you, chat. Yeah. When a chance. You know, I have another beautiful message from Alana Vosser. And then there's another one from Pie Kemp, but I can read that even later. But they're both very encouraging. So.
That's great.
But later. Get everybody on, you know, and
Okay.
I'll give this later, but it's really good.
Well, Judy had called in, but then she hung up. I think she's still doing, you know, moving around, driving and
kids
things.
Stuff, yeah.
So, doing the night, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so that's who we have right now. But so if anybody, any of you regulars who would like to call in, we'd be happy to have you. And I am going to – Tana, how was your day today?
It's good. I have 2 sets left. I'm SpongeBob today. So it's good. It's good. I'm waiting to be translated as my sponge. I'm ready to just swim out of here.
Yeah. We're all feeling it.
Awesome. Yay. And, you know, then I'm carless right now, so I took the bus here, and I'm taking the bus home, and I took the bus yesterday. And, people take the bus every day that don't have cars.
Oh, sure.
So,
I took it for many years.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're just having a car, it's kind of like,
that's how you're driving.
It's good, though. It's good. How's your day?
I had a great day. I've been having great days. Got one little thing going on I've got to find out about, but it's not a problem until it's a problem. But other than that, everything's really great. And whatever it is, I just think he's, you know, he's so near, and he's so around us right now. Especially those of us who are really seeking him and believing for him. And I caught just a little bit today in the archives of Jonathan Cluck's show that he did last night. And if it was even possible, he reached another level of eminency. And he's he just sounds like us now. It's just like, it's got to be anytime.
Crazy.
Anytime. Anytime.
That's great.
He sounds just like us. So, I mean, you know, it's just so near, and I just, you can see things playing out, and I'm kind of watching for the end of this week, which was, I had that dream that I had a very strong sense was sort of some kind of an end date for us that said, you know, can't go past the 21st, and then that matched up with Romans seeing 23, because that's the 23rd of the Jewish month. So these next few days, if we're not out of here before the show's over, have my extreme attention. And the other really cool thing about these next few days is, well, one, the days seem to be going really fast, which I think in some respects we all like that. And the other thing is, at the moment, I'm sort of sitting on sort of 2 different dates that he's given me that could mean similar things. And so he's got me a little bit not sure, I think I know what I'm supposed to understand from it, But it's surprising to sort of be focused on sort of two different time frames at one time. And so if it's even remotely possible that we get through this week, then
yeah.
that will eliminate to some in some way it's going to eliminate part of that possible confusion for me. So although I still it could have happened anytime, it can still happen anytime, and I think we really just should live in today as much as possible, because I know one of the reasons that I'm in such a great place is because I really reached out to him in the context of today, and he let me there, and it has not diminished at
Amen.
All. Not
Amen.
At all. And I think maybe I see Keith. Keith, is that you? Maybe he's not ready. Keith, are you there? Well, maybe he'll pipe up here in a few minutes.
I was going to say,
it's
first.
No, it's Joe. It's Joe.
Oh, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
Joe.
As far as
your date, Jerry, there were two people that also got that. They were staying two different dreams. One of them was Deb, and then another one was not part of the RCC family, but they were standing a calendar and couldn't go back the 21st. You know, they couldn't
pass
the 21st.
Right.
One was the
20th,
and one was the 21st.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And if the 20th technically, 20th here is technically the 21st in Israel. So.
Right.
So it's, that's right. I remember that now. Yeah, so there's something going on this week. And, you know, I mean, it seems like that all the time now when we look at current events, that there's things there. You know, we just see things going all the time. But really, I mentioned briefly last night this word, I think it was last night, this word Levant that they use, which matches exactly the Greek word in Revelation chapter 16, the verses we were looking at about the Euphrates.
Yeah.
If you look at not so much American reporting, but if you look at reporting from either Europe or Asia or even the Middle East, this group named ISIS is also referred to as the Islamic whatever in Levant, and that, you know, that potentially ties this whole ISIS thing exactly to that verse in Revelation 16 and the drying up of the Euphrates. So, I mean, we're really, 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 really seeing some things. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're seeing a gathering of forces there with alliances that were to this point unimaginable in any public sector. And so we're seeing stuff that's just, it's just screaming Revelation right now. Just screaming.
Yes,
and
screaming.
So,
you got the good word.
Yeah.
And
so
Yellowstone. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a shame, but it's all part of God's plan, because if it's not part of his plan, he won't allow it.
Exactly.
And so he will find ways to derail it. And I think, in fact, that a lot of their plans, just by the presence and the vigilance of faithful people, people led either spiritually directly knowledge of him or with direct knowledge of him, I believe have derailed some of their plans. And and that has helped expose these people within their organizations to others who are not on the same philosophy. And so we're just seeing these things happen. And when God decides to take us out and pull, eventually to the worldwide rapture, we will, that's what's going to loose everything, but he's going to be working there too, all along.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Oh,
I gotta go.
All right, honey. Nice to hear from you.
Love you.
Call in when you can again. Love you.
All right.
Okay,
great.
Donna.
Love you, sweetie.
Thanks, Donna.
It'll be like
love
a half hour call back. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, great.
Okay, cool. And we have another 818. We have another 818. And who, let's see, who is that?
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I just had some...
Good.
My guy just prayed over me, which is really good. The one that has the angel next to him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was good with him, about 10 minutes after talking, after he prayed over me, I started feeling a lot better. So,
great.
Nice to feel, you know, a definite change because I've been prayed over probably 10,000 times and felt nothing. Now it's nice to feel something, you know, feel a change. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm going to read
really
your message later that you sent. Yeah.
Yeah.
From Lana. Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
I knew you'd like that, Pat. That seems great.
Everyone's going to love it.
Yeah.
It's right on.
Cool.
And I, so you, Pie Keith also, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
So, Keith, how was your day today?
Today was good. Yesterday I had the two guys pray over me, and that was really cool. One was in his 20s, the other one was probably 30.
Wow, young.
They're from one of the healing ministries, and what they do is they go around and they pray for people on the street and all that, you know, in the parks and
beautiful.
All that stuff. They were good guys. I mean, they had real strong faith, you know. Everyone's got a little bit of a different, I've heard it all, let me tell you, I can write a darn book about healing. Oh, boy. But he,
maybe you should.
Lord of mercy. I know. Everyone's like, gosh, Keith, once your healing manifests, I want you to go out and heal people. Oh, Lord of mercy. I told him, oh, if you only knew how so sick I am so sick of healing. Oh, man, you have no idea. It's like, just look at my Google Calendar at any time online, and you'll know what my life's about. In the last couple of years, almost everything's like, say this, do that, pray this, think this. healing, you know.
Yeah.
You get overdosed on it. I just like, okay. So now I already have my gifts. I think I just want to, I told my brother, once everything manifests, I'm going to throw all my healing books I never mentioned again. I hope you have. No. It was cool. He was good. The younger one was kind of like, energy-wise, he was more like a surfer, more just flowing, easygoing, and the other one more had the fire in him, you know.
Yeah.
So it was cool because the combination, they worked great together, you know. And I just liked it because that surfer one kind of got Trey. He was like, well, let's cut all that garbage in your mind from all those books and all. I mean, not garbage, but, you know, all the stuff you've read and all, let's just cut it out. And let's in the spirit realm, let's cut it and let's refresh your mind with just what the Holy Spirit wants you to know about healing, you know. So that was really like, oh, yeah, that's what I need to reset, you know, because, I mean, I know when they come and tell me about healing, I know I'm going to already tell them about it. You know, it's like, oh, they're like, you know all this stuff. I'm like, too much, you know. Sometimes it's better to be dumb and ignorant in the healing market, I've learned with the Lord, because then the Lord gives you all this grace. Oh, little bumpkin over there doesn't know a thing. We're going to cover her with grace and heal her. And then, you know, but it's, when you're a mature Christian, you're expected to know more. You know, God expects you to know a lot more. And as a mature Christian, you're supposed to be operating in faith a lot more than you are a new Christian or sinner. And this is where the healers out there, they really miss it, because they don't see why is it the Christians as a whole, the mature Christians, are not getting healed like the newbies and the sinners, you know. God expects more of them. In all of our walks, we're expected more. We've been saved for 35 years or 20 years. We are expected to have more, and God expects more of us. You know, there's a whole verse on that. Then someone who just fell off the turnip truck and just got saved, you know. We are expected to walk in faith. The problem with me, though, is like I was raised a Baptist boy, and then my parents read the Bible against me every day, so I definitely didn't want anything to do with God, that was for sure. So, you know, when they kicked then they kicked us out on the street when we were 16, so we were away from God for like 20-something years, like until 3 years ago, you know.
Wow.
But the problem is it was a rough road, but the problem is when you come back to the Lord after all that time, God expected me to be mature in Christ, and I'm like, wait a minute, I don't even remember the Bible anymore. It's like when I was, you know, 8, you know. So that's why he matured me in Christ overnight, literally downloaded the Bible in my mind, all this stuff. But then it came to healing, and it was like, you know, so I kind of, as I've got the gift of knowledge, so with healing, I was like, oh, I'm going to go learn everything. I'm going to read all the healers. I'm going to, you know, and that that just was like, so that's like, I've read every book, and people don't believe me until they start saying stuff. I'm like, oh, I already know that, and quote it back to you. You know, Hagen, I know every, I read every Hagen book, I read all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? One of the things I wanted to talk about today on RCC was about, you know, the power of God that comes down. And, I mean, the whole thing that, like, you know, so many of us want in our lives, I mean, this is something that I've always noticed, okay? Humans, God says that if you believe it, then you will see it, okay? He wants you to believe that you got your $1 million, and then you're going to one day check the mailbox, and it's going to be so loaded with cash, they've got to have two mailbox people deliver it to you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't,
yeah.
But humans, though, no, but humans, we're different, right? Because humans, we are just the opposite, right? We see it first, and then we believe it. Right, we first get the check, and
right.
We go, okay, wow, I believe I'm a millionaire. Did you cash it? You know, but God does not. He operates the reverse. He wants us to believe it, and then we'll see it. So it goes against our human nature. God's program is against our human nature. We have to change to put faith out there first, even though all odds look like they're against us, and it'll never happen. And then we'll see it. You know, so. You know, for me, we are living in the end times, and we have to have the faith that the people in RCC have to have, and everybody, the bride right now, is beyond. Because we've never seen Jesus. We've never, you know, we worship someone we've never, how many people are worshiping someone they've never seen, right? We feel him, yeah, but that's why he says, blessed are you that have never seen me and believe. You know, yours is, in other words, your rewards will be great, is what he's basically saying, because you believe, you've never seen me. I mean, his disciples, they're like, where's Jesus? Oh, yeah, he's in the back room with Mary. Go over there, you know. Oh, there you are, you know. It's different today. You know, we've had to, and then on top of that, we get attacks and all that stuff. But, you know, in the original Bible times, I guarantee you, and the Lord knows this because I talked to him about it. If Jesus walked the earth and he never did any miracles, how many people do you think would believe in him? Because people, nobody would, because people don't operate that way. They don't operate off faith. People operate off, well,
right.
I saw this man doing miracles. His name is Jesus, and now I believe him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's why, I mean, and what happens if Jesus did, like, say you open the Bible one day to a new page and it said, well, half the miracles that Jesus did never panned out. They just didn't work out. Some were happening, and then the other ones just, he put the hands on them and just, they're like, you know, dude, I just didn't even feel anything. Like, okay, well, huh, sorry, good luck, you know. Then what would the ministry of Jesus be like? You know, the reason why people believe is because Jesus did miracles, and he, every single time, he healed and healed and did miracles. So our world today is so different. Our world wants, the reason why people don't believe, if you ever want to know why people in the world do not believe in Jesus, is because they don't see his power. And that's why I guarantee you if we had the biggest revival on earth today, and people were healed, and everyone would say, wow, I believe. But they don't believe because they don't see. And then they're going to see soon, unfortunately, you know, because, see, we are blessed because we believe first, and because of that we will see great things, you know, beyond what we can imagine because of the fact that we walked in faith. We did the impossible.
Right.
Believe, then we received, you know. But to me it's about, you know, the world is starving for Jesus' power. The world is starving for the power of God. The bride is desperate. I mean, that's what I always say, Lord. And that's what I want. Every person on RCC and all the bride, every day you should pray, Lord, bring your power down. Bring your glory. Bring your power. Bring it down. You know, that's what we want. We want it to be like a, you know, bring it down into our lives. Bring it down into everything we do. Bring it down. You know, because when you think of God, you think of love and power. You know, people don't, usually when you think of a friend, you think of, what's your friend Sam like? Oh, Sam's like this and that, his personality. But God's personality, most people don't talk about God's personality. They talk about love, because that's what God is more of an energy, he's a spirit, and they talk about love, and that's the cool thing about it. They don't talk about, like, oh, he likes this and he's like that. You know, they talk about love, and so one of the things I want to, and people in the chat room, I was thinking is, I wanted to bring up the topic about, you know, people that have been slain in the spirit, you know, with God's power. I've never been slain in the spirit with God's power. when they get healed or different things. I thought it was an interesting thing to bring up, and I was asking the Lord what to talk about, and he mentioned that to me. How many people have been slain in the spirit, or have they felt it, and what did they feel? And God told me that we should have people in the chat room tell us what they've experienced with it, and then somebody, if we have somebody that is reading the chat room, they can tell us what they're saying, so we can get their take on being slain in the spirit as well.
Wow.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you scratching your head?
Yeah, sure. Let's go for it. I can tell you, what my experience has been. I have never been slain in the spirit in the conventional sense, all laid out and what have you. My growth was just, it's been progressive, but I've also had experiences where I was writing things or saying things, and it was almost remote control. It was like, I know it was coming from him. So I really, really sensed it. And also speaking in tongues, which mostly I do when I pray to him, for the most part. But it's powerful, but I had never been slain in spirit in that almost in a classic sense.
We're going to have to get the Lord to slay Jerry in the spirit, so it'll be acting like chicken and running around and acting all weird and crazy. And
hammer.
Yeah.
The problem is, I've been to a million healing meetings. I could write the book on that one, let me tell you. And, I just don't like it when today some people, they just get up there and they want to be slain, so they just fall when nothing happens. They're just, they're already acting, and then many times you see people where they're pushing them over, I hate that too.
Yeah.
Oh, I just hate that stuff. God doesn't need to push anyone over to heal them or to do anything in their lives. But today people watched the Todd Bentley thing I was watching the other night, and oh boy, those people lined up. I think they were falling before he even got down to them. They're already falling down. I'm like, wait a minute. Just because you're watching and go, oh, 12 people fell, that must mean the Holy Spirit's there. Oh, I see. That means nothing to me. I don't like any of those stuff. I want to hear about people that really were slain in the spirit, maybe even partially, felt the power of God rush through them, or when they got a healing, or when something came over them, Pat, you've been slain in the spirit, right?
Oh, yeah, more times than I can say. And it was genuine. It was just, because I'm like a little kid with God, so if he wants to do that, he just does stuff.
Hey,
Pat, before you start,
it's just like hammered.
Just a second, Pat. What, Jerry?
Yeah, I just noticed I was asleep at the switch. I've got somebody I want to bring on here.
Oh, okay.
Bring him on.
Hello, 614. Sorry you're on
hold. Hi, Jerry.
Hi,
Chris. How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris.
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I got your song loaded today, finally.
Oh, fantastic.
From Orleans? Yeah. So we had to get a different file, so hopefully it's the right one.
To play it.
But
today,
I think we did.
Okay.
And then I've also got another person.
Go ahead.
Another person here. Hold on.
Yeah.
413. Who do we have? Hello, 413. Oh, it's Alana. I think it's Alana.
Hi, Alana.
Alana? Are you there?
Oh, my gosh. You just have me, and I am calling in to say hi. Hi, Pat.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Alana. Hey, Alana.
Who else is it? Keith?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Alana.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetie.
I am just calling in to say hey, I'm listening. I had an idea. Hi.
Cool. What's the idea?
I was thinking about how we look at the world news. And I had this, crazy thought that it came out of the kids in the garage metaphor that we had a little while ago. And, it occurred to me that a lot of us have a lot of words, from other sources, from RCC too, I mean, from God's Healer 7, from all kinds of
people. Oh, yeah.
From love.
Yes.
You know, and for me, and this is just for me, the world news to me is just anybody who ever read Stephen King, I'm just going to say SSDD. I'm not sure that you get it.
Yeah.
I don't feel like any of us really knows what's going on out there, but I feel like in some ways we know what's going on in here.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know, as much as we look at the outside news, I would love us, because a lot of us have a chance to watch a lot of, you know, internet words and YouTube words and all that. I would love for us to be able to hold some of those words, too, and really hold them and try to, you know, piece all of that together. We have such a wealth. We have such a wealth of God's word and his signs and things right before our faces. I think sometimes we don't even notice how rich we are. As long as we're talking about the everyday, you know, the outside news, I would love for us, I'm just going to propose this, I would love for us to just have a little portion where we kind of talk about, whoa, aside from us, and let's bring our stuff forward, what other stuff have we heard? You know, I've been hearing 3 Days of Darkness come back up. I've been hearing Lori Murray's, you know, this is my last video. I would love for us to really hold some of those words together and broaden and open up the doors on the garage and see what we see. That was my, you know, it's a suggestion, and it's the kind of thing that I do, but it may not be the kind of thing that everybody does. And I just thought I'd kind of say, hey, let's look at everything.
I think that's a great idea. I really do. Yeah, well, just the idea. I mean, that's sort of what we do anyway, but I mean, a little bit. But, yeah, I do think it's good that, you know, we can talk about, you know, where we're at and what we're feeling, because, you know, our leading, you know, is, you know, it's what we want to develop and grow and hold on to, because he's clearly spoken to us, you know, in a group context on several occasions. So, you know, absolutely. I think we should really focus on what our leading is and probably value that for sure more than most of the headlines.
I think that we are just sitting on such a pile of riches and gold. And you know, I think, I can't remember who was saying this. Maybe it was Keith. I don't know. But our everyday walk, every single day, every day he is opening something for every single one of us. You know, yes, he is. And I don't think we talk about that very much. But do you remember in the beginning when we were showing off the bride? The bride is seeing things.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. Let's see, you know, when I brought you on, I sort of cut Chris short. Chris, do you have something like that? I think Judy and Chad actually asked if you had some dreams. She may know something. I don't. Chris? Oh, Chris. Well, maybe she's away from the phone or she can't talk. But, yeah, I think, you know, I have the same sense as you, Alana, that as a group we should continue to develop and see, particularly anything that he gets us. Actually, that's partly why I started asking about everybody's day, because there's been so much commonality from day to day between us in certain ways that I think, you know, sort of taking stock of everybody's day and, you know, what God has spoken to them. And, you know, I definitely think there's value in that. And I think that's probably something he feels like he's encouraged us to pursue more. And I agree with that. I think, you know, and the other thing is when we find commonality, you know, it reinforces the notion that he's speaking to us as a group, and the more we recognize that, the better we are at, it's just like our personal walk, the better we are at recognize how he's leading us, you know, the more efficient we'll be at responding to it.
Oh, that is so beautifully, you said that so absolutely beautifully, but I don't think that his revelation is limited. I mean, what he brings, the anointing he brings to RCC cannot even be grasped. But there are other people in this sort of small internet communities that he's also bringing things to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, I'm like the kid in the grocery store who just decides to go down the cookie aisle, you know?
I hear you.
Well, you know,
that would be a lovely thing to do.
Keith, are you near the phone right now? May not be. I think he's going sometimes. But Keith, at some point, it would be interesting to hear your thoughts on that, because, you know, somehow in my head, there's a little bit of connection between that and the things you were saying, even though it's not totally obvious. So, Pat, you were about to tell us.
Yeah, I wanted to read this message from Lana. Okay. Over the past 24 to 48 hours, this is June 17th, I have sensed a relentless opposition from the enemy. I sense the enemy coming against many of the people of God in such an upscale way that many feel like the battle has been continuous. Okay. I sense the Lord saying, pick up your swords. I sense the Lord saying that we need to fight from victory right now and assert the authority he has given us to break through this week. There is something so significant happening this week, Jerry, there you go, where the Lord is bringing increased blessing and refreshment, that the enemy has released a relentless attack upon many, but he will not win. When I talk loud, this is where it's all capitalized, okay? I saw the enemy shooting darts of threats against the people of God, especially in the night hours. I saw the enemy shooting darts of fear, threats of losing loved ones, threats of bad diagnosis, threats of missed doors, threats of death, threats of lack, and no provision. I saw the enemy shooting these darts, but they were being shot out of a machine gun, one after the other in constant flow. I saw him hitting the people of God and trying to knock them to the ground until they picked up their swords. I saw the people of God holding the word of God up against the darts coming towards them, and suddenly they were encased in a capsule of his glory, and the darts were bursting into flames as they hit the capsule. I sense a strong urgency in the spirit this morning that we must press in this week. It is of the utmost importance. Despite how tired you are, despite how afraid you are, despite how wounded you feel, despite how discouraged and down you feel, do not stop where you are. Do not give up now. Do not let those darts hit you, but hold up the sword. Declare, declare, declare. Grab his promises and declare, declare and declare this week. Do not let the word out of your heart and mind. Put it in clear sight. Meditate and declare. The heavens are rumbling with the expectation of reigning increase and breakthrough this week. But the enemy is also attempting to shake over the people of God stronger than ever. He will not win. He is already defeated. If he can steal your peace, then he has a foot in. Hold up your swords, and he will keep you in perfect peace. There is protection, peace, and provision released as the people of God hold up the word. Don't give up in this crucial moment. Despite how dark it is and despite how hard it is, hold on. Declare his word and watch things change suddenly. Do not fear. What the enemy is speaking are lies and empty threats. The word of God stands. The enemy is just barking because doors of destiny are opening. Speak it forth and watch the Lord honor his word. We are never meant to put our swords down. If you have laid it down, pick it up again. As you declare his word, aligning itself with heaven, it is going to rain. You will be blessed and refreshed this week. Your best days are just ahead. So that's from Yeshua HaMashiach.
That's a very powerful word, Pat. Thanks.
Yes.
I'm back.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't take a shower.
Oh, no, I read what you had sent me.
Pat, that's great, huh? I know.
I love that.
I send you those, Pat, all the time, and I usually just read them and delete them. But
yeah.
I don't know. The Lord told me today, well,
yeah.
I really enjoy this. So I've been sending them to you. Aren't they great? That's great.
They're great. Pikeck has one, but I'll read it later on. Let everybody kind of talk and do their thing. But she has a very one good, too, and a good one, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do it later, though.
Yeah, watch her video.
If I go off the radar, kiddos, it's because somebody's come in. I have company, so I'm going to stay on as long as I can. But you know, we'll just do this later, a little bit later.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened to Alana? She left, or she's here?
She should be still here.
Alana.
I think
Alana?
So. That's Cam. So, are you close?
I think she left, Cam.
Oh, love her.
Mm.
What a precious.
So. Sir, did you want to talk about the power of God and being slain in the Spirit, or you want to do it for another day, or what do you want?
Did you hear Alana? We can come back to that. Did you hear Alana, what she was saying about group and sharing our experiences?
I couldn't understand what she was saying. I was trying to look it up in different. I was kind of missing it.
I'll try to summarize it. She was encouraging us to not only watch the things that we see in the news, but sort of treat our own experiences on a daily basis. If we share those and work with it, that we can gain additional understanding by, sharing what our experiences on a daily basis are, and that we can maybe receive common messages and recognize them that way. I think she was trying to encourage everyone to participate in their daily experience. Because we've seen days where he's really, really sent a common message through our group, so she thinks that if we work on it a little bit and we open the door up more for it on a daily basis, that maybe we'll start to recognize things and really value his daily leading of us, maybe even more than the headlines.
Mhm. I'll tell you something later that he said.
it's funny.
Oh, he's funny. He has a sense of humor. Alana will love this. It's 2 years now that I'm single, and the kids tease me. They say,
okay.
"Mom, go on the sites and get a date, and you're lonely." And stuff. I said, "Nah, I love our Lord so much. I couldn't do that. I couldn't give anybody the love that I have for him." I'm sorry. That's. So they know that, but it's like, and one time I had this, the sites were on, the kids had put one on, and they said, well, just look and see, and I was going to say, oh, let's see what the men, well, like, what are you doing? And then today I just felt so close to him, and he says, you know, you're mine, and he said, this is for all of us, and he says, you don't want to see a jealous God. It's not a pretty sight. I just laughed. So,
and that Pat was almost going to, gosh, Pat, you're almost going to have an affair. My word.
Well, no, the kids were all egging me on.
That's what
Mom,
we'll talk
it's
about.
2 years,
Lana,
you don't
about
have
your
anybody.
Daily trials. Pat will talk about her affair on RCC Radio.
Oh, dear God. It was so funny how he said it, though. He has this dry sense of humor. So he was very close to me today because he knows that another month, it's 2 years. And you can, I don't have a husband, and it's like, don't even think of it, don't even. And he talked to me in Canada, very, very dear spiritual friend of mine.
Please don't.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit said, he's keeping you for himself. He said, you're not going to be going off to these sites dating.
Please don't get in an affair, Pat. That's
No. I have no
intention. Leaning on the Lord.
I could never. I could never, because I love God too much. I could never love a mere man the way as much as I love him. And that goes for all of us. So he was
funny.
So funny. So loving.
That is funny.
Yeah. Just he has this dry sense of humor. Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, don't
yeah,
even
I think
that. Like... I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh, but it was so funny.
No,
it's,
I mean, you have a unique relationship.
True.
It's, you know?
It's true. Don't even think about
it's
it.
Hilarious. It's hilarious. There's
you
a ton of humor.
You don't
want
to see a jealous God. It's not a pretty sight.
No. He's you know, sarcastic and over the top and, you know, and you can see that in Scripture. Even when he's rebuking people, he does it in a kind of humorous way. I mean,
really?
He says,
oh,
okay,
wow.
you know, if you really want such and so, I'll give it to you. And there's always an element of humor, or often an element of humor, you know, really, if you can see it, even in big situations. I mean, it's great. He's
oh,
a card.
Please, this
he
is the end time set. No affairs, no affairs right now, honey. We're going to be focused together.
No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't anyway.
It would just change
I'd
your
be
focus,
cheating
though.
On him.
It would change your focus. You know, it's an enemy tactic to change your focus in your life on a man, and then, you know, and then, like, you know, be walking around.
Oh,
so much of the world,
they're
all about love, and they walk around. In L.A., it's, like, famous. Everybody says, oh, my gosh, let me tell you about my ex. My ex screwed me over so bad. It was just so horrible. Let me tell you about 3 hours of it. And they'll just go on and on about their ex. And then they're like, yeah, but I'm dating the new one. He's so much better. And then you see them, like, 3 months later. Let me tell you about the latest one. He screwed me over, too. Well, that one was worse than the ex. And they go on and on.
I won't take a chance.
Around spending half their life talking about how they were screwed over. And they're looking for a new one to screw them over. I'm like, Lord, this has got to be a trap.
People
are human love thing.
People are lonely. I understand. Because I get very lonely too, but you know, God says just bear with it for me. Just you know, give it to me. Bear with it. He says, you know, it's not forever. And he says, do this for me. He says, wait for me. He says, you can't imagine what I have for you if you just be faithful to me and be mine.
Christina
you know, don't
Williams
don't be
like
tempted.
A, you know, she's one of the girls on RC. I don't know if many people know her from RCC. She was on earlier, not earlier today, but you know, a month ago, whatever. But Christina Williams and I have become, like, just best friends. She's just a wonderful, wonderful woman, and just she reminds me a lot of Pat, just really loving, bearing fruit for the Lord. But it's funny because her ex is always saying, like, you know, he don't get it. He's like, he tells her, you know, I don't understand why we can't get together. What's the story with you? She's like, because I'm with Jesus. He's like, okay,
right.
Just dump him and go with me.
All
you know,
right.
He's calling her, what can he give you that I can't, okay?
Kind of life and happiness.
Yeah,
they won't cheat on me.
You know, yeah. He's like, just get rid of him, and I'm here for you. We'll just forget about him. It's a crazy argument. They have arguments. It's like, oh man, you know. But her focus is on Jesus, like you said. You know.
Yeah.
And
no, he's my love.
She said,
he's my love. He's been my love for a long time. Yeah.
It would be a distraction, Pat, if you met someone right now.
I wouldn't
dare.
I have
an enemy distraction.
But he's so funny. He says you don't want to see a jealous God. It's not a pretty picture. Like, don't make me jealous, you know. That was so cute, like a lover talking.
We
like,
would
oh,
tell, right?
Think about other
that
men, you know. I'm the only man in your life.
All of a sudden, there'd be thunderstorms in Pat's neighborhood, and be like, that's weird. There's earthquakes over there, and thunderstorms, tornadoes going on. Well, all because of Pat.
Yeah, he wouldn't be too happy, because we've been through a lot for over 50 years. We've been like spouses. Yeah, so I mean, he's used to a certain degree of whatever, and affection and tenderness and whatever and camaraderie and you know company and love and consolation. I could never give that to anybody else, never. Plus, I've been so hurt all my life, you know, with even with men. Any man I ever fell in love with broke my heart. So even my own marriage was a mess, you know, and affairs and stuff. So I don't want to go that route again, you know.
Yeah,
but the kids are funny though. Yeah.
Yeah,
they mean well.
Yeah, they do.
They see I'm lonely.
They
you know, they see I'm still pretty, and I would make a good wife for anybody. You know, but I said, I'm his wife. You know, I don't want any other man. And boy, Jesus lets me know, no way, you're not going to be with another man. It's funny though.
Yeah,
it's
so
funny. But anyway.
So I've seen. I'm telling you, one of the things that I've seen in the spirit realm that God showed me that's actually happening in the physical realm is, like, one thing that's, like, the Lord has showed me that the enemy is using relationships for distraction, and, like, the biggest thing in the world right now is for guy-girl relationships to not be married. It's like,
yeah.
And anyone that's single, all of a sudden they're dating somebody, and they're, like, I've had friends who've been single forever that are just not Christian and all that, but all of a sudden they've got a partner this fast, and they're like, whoa, it's almost like the enemy's trying to get them all living in sin, because they're like, we're not getting married, but we're living together now, and it's like, I'm telling you, all I see it across, then they're having babies, and all, it's like, and that's another sign of the end times, because God says, you know, you're going to have the, you don't want to have the baby during the winter months during the tribulation, so like the whole world's having babies right now. That's a huge another sign. But this relationship thing, and then I've seen in the Christian movement that all these lukewarm Christians, they're all on the dating sites, and they're all like getting in relationships, and then they're not getting married. It's a trap. The enemy is using these. He knows what you're attracted to, and he's, you know, finding five of those hot guys at the store, and you're at the store, Pat, and they're all five right in front of you. He's doing everything he can to say, I'm going to get her, or we're going to get her in a relationship right now in the last hour. She'll be so distracted, it'll be wonderful. You know, it's a trap.
You just start talking about Jesus, and they all fly away.
Yeah. I tell a lot of the women just to say, you just tell them that you're taken. You've got a, or you
no,
have a
I'm
lover. You already have a lover, you know, and then they don't.
I do,
that way
absolutely.
You don't have to explain it, and you just leave it like
no,
that.
No, you don't.
Because if you tell them you're not, I tell the girls, if you tell them you're not into him or you're not dating, then he'll try to convince you to date. If you tell them you already have a love, then they back off. And that's all they need to know, you know.
Just say, I'm taken. Boy,
taken.
Am I taken.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm taken by the best.
But I think it's a distraction going on. And like I said, I really do mean that. It's a distraction from the enemy right now in these end times. Let me tell you, it really is.
Yeah,
you know, in this last hour, he would love for people to, like, have a new relationship. Can you imagine how much time that buys and waste and all that?
Wow.
It's like, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's like the best distraction of all. And then them fighting and all that, boy, they're really not on the board anymore after that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, just divert them, you know.
And I have to be careful because it's a two-year mark. And the enemy knows that, too. And he might just put kids in, because God knows I'm lonely. I cry every day, like, when, you know. But he's just very there with this for me. Just wait for me. Don't let anything. And he homes in sometimes. He just covers me with love, like, you can't believe. Like, I can't even move. It's like Judy knows what I'm talking about. It's just, you get hammered completely. And that's a message, like, you wait for me. Like, no one's going to love you like I love you. You are mine, and don't even think about anything else. And he lets me know, you know, very nicely, but, like, you don't want to see a jealous God. That's not a pretty picture.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, so I had to tell you.
So what was it about that, Jerry? Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, he can put people in our lives, in, you know, that help us focus on him.
Oh, yes.
And so I think that, you know, I think the thing that, you know, that's the measuring stick right now with the timing the way it is, the way we're getting messages.
Yeah.
He can work through the RCC to you know, do a similar thing, but do it with the appropriate focus on him. So he can bring people into our lives, but the foundation's going to be increasing our closeness to him.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Oh, you can have all... No, he says... Oh, that's what he said. He says, you're going out with people, you see other people, he says, and you're with your relatives and friends, and he says, but remember who you belong to. Remember who you belong to. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I don't even think outside the box here. Just your mind. That's it. Bing.
That's why RCC is cool, is because it's kind of like you can meet a lot of people in RCC, but it wouldn't be the same as if you met 30 people in real life that could really pull your energy, because they want to meet with you on Thursdays. And you know what I mean? RCC is so powerful because of the fact that you can meet all these people, and it can help you, but it also... You can meet 100 people, and it would still not distract you. It's got a very interesting energy about it. Because I think a lot of the healers that are meeting me now, and, oh, Keith, you know, you seem really gifted. We really want you to work with us. And I just kind of look in that direction, and energy-wise, and say, what would it be like if I went in this direction right now? And I just don't get excited about a lot of that stuff right now, you know. I'm not really wanting to start a new venture, you know. And that's why I like art, because I don't have to, you know, and I can yet still, we can still meet people and talk about stuff.
Right.
It doesn't distract.
But everything is in the Lord. Everything is in the Lord.
Yeah. And it adds to our lives. It doesn't distract from it, you know.
No. As long as it doesn't distract from the main love. Yeah.
So many of us
have
been through this. Yeah, amen, amen. So many of us have been through this cycle, you know, where we felt really drained and what have you. And we don't necessarily have the energy to put
into that
kind of relationship. And I think one of the reasons we have that feeling, it's just another way for him to lead us to closer to him rather than off in some other direction. I mean, I think he's taken some of that energy because it would be misdirected. And
I think it's a fitting pattern. Yeah, it's like I've had 2 years to recuperate from all the hell that I went through. And I tell him, I don't think I would have the energy to go through that. And I find that if someone is bothering me about, you know, anything like that, I have the courage to say no, you know, nicely. No, I'm not into that. I can't do that anymore. Even my beautiful friend Oliver said, are you ever going to get married again? I said, I'm never going that route again. No more aisles, no more rings and things. I've had it.
Yeah.
I said, I've been hurt too much. And I said, I'm never taking that chance again with a guy, just a mere mortal. And he knows how much I love Jesus. He really does. And we have that appreciation, you know, understanding that. And he knows. So it's like he knows that I'm drained and that I don't think I can put into an earthly relationship anything because I'm always going to be afraid that I'm going to get dumped again, you know?
Oh, yeah, Pat. I'm not definitely – if someone that wants to get a relationship, they're the – these women call me because their husband's all getting crazy on the rap, you know. They're like perfect. I'm the perfect person to call because I'm always on their side. I don't know about this relationship. I'm on the anti-relationship campaign after that. Oh, yeah, forget, you know, I don't know about this one. Let's just keep the peace. These days they tell the women to keep the peace until the rapture, and that's it. Don't try to do anything crazy. You know, I'm trying to help them with their walk with God and who they are in Christ and rebuild them back up. But I've got like 5 women emailing me and all in the same position with the guy. He hates the rapture. He's not interested. And their husband's been around for years.
You're not exactly ugly either. So, I mean, you know, you got to watch it.
I'm a beautiful Italian boy.
Yeah, you are.
There you go.
You know, I can say that because I'm in love with Jesus. But, you got to be careful.
Because
the enemy will come against you with that. He will. He'll tempt you. He'll tempt you.
But, you know, with a lot of them, these women that I've been talking to, they're hardcore, like, you're hardcore for God. You know, I've been knowing them for years.
Oh, good.
They're my Facebook family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The bride.
Oh, just an angel. Okay.
And they're just going through so much troubles and stuff. And I'm just trying to get them to keep the peace, don't get crazy, you know, keep the peace, and then keep them going until the rapture. You know, like, they're like, oh, my gosh, should I start dating again? Should I move out? Should I divorce? I'm like, oh, no, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. No.
Right. Yeah, and one of the guys, he did move out. He took the kids and left, you know, and then he got kids back. And then, yeah, it's been some crazy. There's a lot of
all my people are divorced.
Sick stuff right now.
Yeah, all my sisters, everybody's divorced. Their children, it's really sad. But, you know, Scripture even says, do not get married. You have less troubles and stuff. I don't know exactly where it is in Scripture, how it's worded. But it says, stay single, because getting married, you're going to have all kind of problems and stuff. And it's true. I can vouch for that. I'm walking, living proof of that. And I think I'm a pretty kind and good person. But that doesn't always work.
No.
It doesn't always work.
You know, I mean, I have amazing gifts. Everyone knows. I can really see into people, and I can clock them like, I mean, I was sitting next to a guy yesterday when I was getting the oil change, Jiffy Lube, and, you know, a good-looking guy, like in his 30s, but he never said a word, but I could probably write a book about his life when I was done. I was just absorbing his energy, and I just knew what he was about. But yet, when I look at relationships, oh, man, there's so many, when I see into relationships
in
the spirit realm, there's about a million different factors. It's so, they're like, Keith, why, how come you can read a person, why can't you relationship perfectly? I'm like, because there's a million. You've got yours and theirs, and then creates a whole other energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you said, Pat, you could have the most perfect people, and it still could not work because the timing could be off, or the emotion, you know, there's all kinds of factors. Only God knows how complicated those things are.
My relationship with my husband could have been so simple. If he had just once in a while let me know that he loved me, or I'm an intelligent person, I mean, I've been managerial work,
we could have had a business together. I mean, this man had two doctorates and a, I mean, half,
wow.
two masters and a doctorate. He was
wow.
assistant dean at Fordham University. I mean, this man had credentials to choke a horse.
Wow.
But he just, I don't know what, the drinking is what destroyed and killed him.
Did he
really.
Love the Lord? Was he close to God?
Yes, he did. He did, but not on fire.
Okay.
Not on fire.
Okay.
I was on fire all the time.
Okay.
And I think that bothered him that I loved God so much. But I said,
yeah.
I said to Jesus today, I don't owe anybody any explanation, dissertation, nothing about my loving you because you're supposed to be everyone's first love. And I said, I have no excuse to anybody if they want to criticize me for loving you as much as I do. Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, even in your marriage, God is first. God is first. No, but he had faith and stuff, and he was basically a good person. But he was drinking and sarcastic and proud, you know, and
yeah.
And affairs and everything. And I was always heartbroken, wondering
well,
what the hell's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? You know, I'm not perfect, but you know,
yeah.
I honored him as the head of the household. I did all the right things. I thought that you know, men get
yeah.
tired. They get tired if you just. You know, catered to them too much, I guess. I don't know what it was. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the answer was. But, you know, I don't know why.
It
was just a little bit of
fine-tuning.
We could have had a good marriage with a little bit of fine-tuning, and it wasn't there. It wasn't done.
Thing. That's why there's a million books on there, and there's a million therapists, and there's a million, you know, self-help books on this and that. And
well,
it's
got to be God-centered, or it won't work.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know. 50 years.
Well, like, my friend Raquel was so upset because the husband took the kids, and then she got the kids back, and then now one minute he's saying he loves her, and then he's doing, you know, mean things to her over the money and
yeah,
all that. And,
mean.
And she's like, her Christian friends told her that she should be ashamed of herself and probably going to hell because she got a divorce because he went to file.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
that.
And I had
my
to really
my
pick her up.
Sister's
I had to literally scrape
her
up off the ground.
All my
lots
people
of love.
Are divorced.
And I told
yeah.
her really clearly, God does not say that you cannot divorce. He says
that's
he doesn't
between
want, he does
you
not
and
like
God.
Divorce, but he does not.
That's between you and God.
Exactly. I told her, well, some people are going to divorce. So that means you're going to hell. I'm like, absolutely not. God never says you can't divorce. He says he doesn't like it. He would prefer people to stay
no,
together.
He doesn't
he's not
like
going to
it,
stay
no.
with someone if they're beating you or
yes.
they're abusive to you. He's never going to tolerate that. You know, you're his
no.
child. And so
I left
I
for a year. I almost
there.
Had an annulment. I almost got divorced at an annulment because of his drinking and violence. And
I
don't think anyone, even
you...
God, would say, oh, I don't blame you, you know. It was
exactly.
for my own protection. I was in a very beautiful shelter. It was in one of the very wealthiest places in Connecticut. But, you know, my daughter was, for a year, I went through hell, you know,
wow.
missing my family because of him. I mean, and my sister, horrible stories of my families, all divorced and whatever. Almost
that's
every one
I'd rather
of them.
See you in your where you're at now, Pat. Where you're single, but look where you're at. You're close.
Yeah,
to
I'm
God
2 years now. Yeah, I'm peaceful.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God has me all to himself. That's cute. It's cute. It's sweet. And he's determined to keep it that way, no matter what the kids say.
So, Pat, are you going to remarry? You're going to remarry in heaven? Have a couple husbands, or what's your plan up there?
I have my husband up there already. I mean, I'm sure we'll get
okay.
along. And I've got the Lord. So two men's enough for any woman.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm just teasing you. But Jesus is very possessive and very he's a
you're
jealous God.
Heaven, he's not going to let you
out of my sight.
Oh my gosh, Pat.
Yeah, yeah. My
you might be
told me that. He said
there,
once
then.
You're up with me, you're not out of my sight. I'm holding.
Okay.
You're not going anywhere. You're staying with me.
We might have to do a couple of counseling with Jesus for that one.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm sure my husband, he's really a sweetheart, but he was a sick man. He was sick from the drinking, you know. That's what killed him. Now, he wasn't a bad person.
I don't think you're going to be married to him in heaven, though, Pat. I don't think
no,
so.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I because he had affairs, and so I'm always wondering if he loved me or not. That was always my whole thing through my life, you know, am I loved, you know, because I lost parents at 10, and I've been switched around to all different relatives and drinking. I mean, my one confessor wanted me to write a book because he said he couldn't believe my life. But see, God used that so that I could do that home for the unwed mothers because I had girls come in that had horrendous life and stories, and I just sat there and looked at them, and they couldn't pull the rug out from under me. And I said, I know what you're talking about, or I can't understand because I've been through so much hell myself. These girls were the pits on the streets with the babies, and we had to give them a home and do,
get their medical and get them away from the blood gangs and just horrible, horrible stuff. You could almost, my life could have almost been killed. Some girls almost had things thrown at them. I mean, really, it's just, but God used me for that. And I got the job because of my life experience, because I went through so much that they knew I could talk to these girls and I wouldn't flinch. And I didn't. I didn't flinch at all. And they say, like Mary Mag, can I tell you more? Can I tell? I said, go ahead. Everything. I had a lot of daughters.
That's funny.
We were very close.
You heard it all, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Well,
so,
thanks for keeping you close.
Take off for the rapture, honey. We're wrapped
down.
I'm getting crazy.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
The Lord.
No, my days are fairly peaceful. I have a little problem with the one girl, but you know what she was doing? Oh, dear God in heaven. She was taking her sleeping medicine during the day and being, like, real dopey. So after some words and threats, and then she said, I'm sorry, and she's not doing it anymore. She's taking it at night. Oh, I don't mean to laugh, but that's why she was, like, totally a goofing off. I said, what is the matter with you? You're brighter than this. You know, if you have to take medicine, she has schizophrenic affective. If you have to take medicine, she's smart as a whip. It's brain chemistry imbalance. It's not like you're retarded or anything. I don't even need to use it. Mentally challenged. But she was
like
taking the Lunesta. Yeah, right. She was taking the Lunesta in the daytime and rather than at night, 10 milligrams. So she was walking around like a zombie, but she used to have a horrible drinking problem. And tried to commit suicide and everything. So she's been through the mill. She's 47, but she's a sweetheart. She helps me. We're like best friends. I say to the Lord, I gave birth to my best friends, you know. But anyway, she says she's good today, and we're fine. And the Lord was just so close to me today, closer than usual. So just so consoling. And that's when he was saying, like, you don't want to see a jealous God. It's not a pretty sight.
Yeah,
I can't believe he said that.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's just taking his position of protection over you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it when he's just so overpowered. I just love it, you know, because I'm like a little kitty cat, you know.
Oh,
like a little kid with him, you know. A childlike countenance, but all the wealth and warmth of a spouse's love. I mean, it's like a combination of both, you know. We have very tender, beautiful moments, and we have very silly moments and very serious moments. I mean, you should hear some of the way I pray to him. He would go, whoa, girl. I'm like like on the horse with the sword and the warrior, you know, at times, you know, and I'm telling him, you know. Oh, but he loves it.
That's good.
You
have
a unique
relationship.
Yeah,
everybody's relationship.
Years ago, I told the priest, I said, you know, I'm really kind of worried. Sometimes I'm really up front with the Lord, and he just started laughing. And he says, that's all right. He says, I'm not being rude or mean. He says, no. He says, it just means you have a very intimate relationship with him, and you two can really powwow together, you know, especially when you think of becoming man, and you're standing there in your spirit and looking at him and talking to him, you know, or holding him. And it's like you're face-to-face, like sounding off, you know. It's like you can do that with God now because he's one of you. It's hysterical. I mean, with respect, of course, but I'm totally up front with him about everything and anything, you know. He knows. I put cards on the table. I mean, he hears me completely how I feel.
Good job, man.
You know,
that's really good.
Yeah. No, and he knows. He knows. I don't play games. I'm not
good
a game
job.
Player.
Right.
I will tell you straight out.
I know.
Hopefully,
I think that's
nicely.
Great, that's how you got it.
Minus the depletives, you know, but
good
that's
job.
How I talk to him, just straight off the cuff.
Good.
Very
you
seriously.
Should, because how can you grow deep? It's like, how do you go to
you can't,
with God
you can't be
face,
phony,
you know
and
I mean?
you can't be sweeping stuff under the rug. He knows me. He knows me. And he's seen me full blast. And he doesn't mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't mind because I've seen him full blast, you know, when he's upset, you know, or whatever. Yeah. So we know how to yell at each other nicely.
Oh, yeah.
But it's that way. But it's
I
not
do
as
rounds.
Well, you know.
I get the boxing gloves out. I get a few rounds with the Lord now and then. Because
I
teach my brother,
that spouses fight sometimes. He even said that. He said spouses have tiffs sometimes. I said, yes, they do.
Uh-huh.
He's so human. God is so human. He is so human with us. And you can just be totally yourself with him. Of course it's what you
expect. Oh, I'm totally myself with him. I'd let him have it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think he must be fascinated with us when we're like that. He must just look at us like, you puny little creature, you're talking to your creator like that? Well, yeah, I am. It's only because we're in love that we can talk that way to each other. You know? So it's always with respect. But it's totally cards on the table, you know.
No,
you
I don't beat around the bush
and...
about anything. Oh, you can't play hide and seek.
No.
You can't.
You
can't
play hide and seek.
You can't be an ostrich.
You
lose. No.
You lose every time. I mean, he's going to always find you. Just let it go, you know.
Let it
fly
go.
Out
exactly.
There.
Thank you.
Well, it's so weird because sometimes, like, when I'm – the crazy thing about it, like, sometimes this is so weird. It's so weird. But sometimes, like, many times in the last couple of months, I will see my attitude on Earth, like, right now when I'm talking to him and what I'm – feeling at him and we're doing rounds or something, or I'm saying, Lord, I feel this way, right? And yet it's weird because I can see myself in heaven, in the spirit realm. This is weird, but I can see myself, this is a future prophecy that I see. I see myself when I'll be in heaven looking back at myself right now, knowing that that attitude was wrong. Because I understood that the position was, I was in the wrong position. Not because I was wrong, but because I saw
but
the
you were
truth
honest.
There.
You were honest at
weird?
The moment that you felt
so
to be honest.
So I'll be thinking, like, well, in heaven, I know I'm going to see it. I can see it. That gosh, Keith, what were you thinking back then? And you're going to be, you know, you're doing rounds with the Lord. What were you wasting time for that? And then I'm like, you know what, Lord, I know that I see that. I'm going to be wrong someday. But I don't care. We're still doing rounds. I don't care.
But, you know, you're being honest with him. And, you know, you turn to him. You didn't turn to your neighbor or counselor or, you know, somebody else. You turn to him. And that's the whole thing. You turn to him.
Right.
And just be honest with him. Even if you have to throw a dish against the wall, be honest. And at least he's your witness. You went to him. That's what he's looking at. He's looking at the intention of your heart. And even if you're upset and angry, because I have many moments being upset and angry. So I know Judy does, too. I can hear it in her voice. You know, yelling at him in the woods.
Well, because think about it. Like, if I told God, I told God the other day, I said, I could have a great relationship with you if I never expected anything from you. I could just praise you. I'd never ask you for anything. We don't talk much. It'll be a real, you know, I love you, Lord. But I said,
what kind of relationship
from
is
you,
that?
Right, exactly, Pat. But if you expect something from him, you expect your father to help you. Expect your
he expects
you
to expect him to help you, and he will.
Right.
That was exactly the word that was on my mind was expectations, because a lot of the times in the relationships, the problems come up when people have expectations that aren't met, and they can be very simple ones. They just just gain additional meaning between two people, and Jesus, he's the only person that can meet our expectations with whatever they are. He can meet us where we're at. And
can we meet his?
Human being,
can we meet his?
Yeah.
Can we meet his?
I guess, and Pat, but that's why I do rounds with the Lord. A lot of people are shocked. Keith, I can't believe. You know, I've had friends say, I can't believe, Keith, you'd ever talk to the Lord like that. I said, oh, no, we do rounds. I got the
You're not alone.
Because you know why? But see, for me, I mean, I do rounds because I do know that I'm a disciple of God. I do know that I bear. When the Lord tells me to do something, I do it, okay? For me, I'm a worker bee in the kingdom.
I'm the angels.
I'm working on the conveyor belt line for the Lord, okay? I'm a worker bee, and I always do stuff for him, and I do it quick, I do it fast, and I'm all about bearing fruits. It's always been my ministry. Bear as much fruit as you can. So he'll be happy with you, and your mansion will be like 55 floors high. So for me, the more I do for him, the more it makes me expect from him as well, though, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Lord, I'm doing my part. I want you to do your part. You know, so that's why sometimes. I'm like, this is.
He must
I'm
give
not,
you some look. I know he gives me look. Like, are you kidding? Are you serious? We do a Paul Begley on each other. You know, are you serious?
Yeah.
He said that to me? But he loves us to be upfront with him. He does.
Yeah. You know,
he loves it.
This is, you know, Pat, you've been describing this so wonderfully and so lovingly and personally. And I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I mentioned the other day, you know, the Israelites in the desert, this was how God wanted to speak to them. And they wouldn't have it. He spoke, and they were scared. And instead of recognizing or admitting what was, you know, what was not right in their perspective, they decided essentially that there was something wrong with God, and they said, Moses, you just talk to God and tell us what he says. Because
yeah.
they wanted
yeah.
to stay in their fallen state, their unbelief,
wow.
their they embraced their doubt. And you've given such a wonderful personal testimony that is the opposite contrast to that, and that's what he's always wanted. You know, what you've described
he wants you to
is
be
what
honest.
He's always wanted with people. Yeah. Yeah.
I can be
yeah.
I can be very serious with him. I'll give you an example. Oh, I said when I get to heaven he'll be glad that I'll be shutting my mouth. But this is what I said to him. I said, my beloved, I said, and he and I especially, he said, you love all souls without exception. I said, and you're and this prophet Owar is crying and crying. I said, Jesus, I said, why can't you have Shekinah glory? Why can't you give them a near-death experience? Your mercy is the highest of your works. Why can't you visit them? You visited some people. Why not visit them all if you love everybody, you know, all at once?
Oh.
Why can't you do this?
Oh,
I said, that's always an obligation. That, I mean, there's always something you can do. Why wouldn't you do that?
Good
I
job,
said, then
Pat.
You would have. I said, I'm sorry for being so simple, but
oh,
that,
Pat,
but
that
I see
too.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, the Lord, why don't you show everyone hell? For a day, because you show so many people hell, and all of a sudden they want to live their whole life for you. Why would you not show everybody
why,
the truth right now?
One and not for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
yes.
That was my argument with him.
Yes.
And
yes.
he listens. He understands. He's not mad at
yes.
me. He understands.
Yes.
He understands.
Some
but I'm like pleading.
Understand.
I'm standing in the gap.
Uh-huh.
I am
mm-hmm.
woman. Hear me roar. I'm standing in the gap
yep.
for my brothers and sisters. You know,
yep.
like, show them
too.
A place in hell. Give the
yep.
earth a trial run without Satan.
Yep.
Do anything. Your mercy is the highest of your works. It's your most wonderful thing of all in existence. Pour your mercy on everybody
oh, yeah.
and know
oh, yeah.
that by doing that, these people are going to come around
oh, yeah.
even before fireballs hit them. I said, just this is me. I say, just try it. Just try it,
yep.
Lord. Like
yep.
you're telling God to try something. You know?
Oh, I told Lord
I mean,
the other day,
I
don't like your plan.
Me.
Yeah. I told Lord the other day, I don't like your plan for the tribulation. I don't like it. I said, if I was you, let me tell you what I would do. If I was you, I would have a revival
yeah.
now. To save souls and then not do the other one. So you should think about your plan because I think revival now is better.
We're
yeah.
lucky we're alive. We don't have
well,
fireballs hit
know.
Us now. Lightning strikes us,
you know.
Yeah. But he understands.
Jesus knows exactly where all this comes from. I mean, think about all the testimony in the Gospels about him being frustrated and basically saying, God, how much longer do I have to put up with
yep.
this? And people are unbelieving
right.
and you don't get
yep.
it. How many,
yep.
you know, he said himself in his own words, how many
mm-hmm.
times do I have to tell you people for you to get it? Start thinking,
mm-hmm.
or essentially saying, start thinking in the spirit instead of with your just
mm-hmm.
your human realities.
Yes,
and,
right. Exactly.
You know,
beyond the, most people don't know
yeah.
anything other than the fact they're headed to the store. That's about all they can, the reality is the store in front of them. That's so sad sometimes. It's like, wake up, sucker. Look around you. Look
yeah.
at your whole life. Look at the bigger picture you're getting in one
yeah.
relationship after another. Where's your life going? Where? Look at the
mm-hmm.
bigger picture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a fast-paced society. Everything's in front of them, you know.
Oh,
but
my
Pat,
goodness.
I agree with you. I've always wanted people to have, I pray for all my sinner friends that, Lord, please give
right.
them a dream of heaven. Give them a dream of Jesus
right.
here before them so they'll be saved. And I know they'll believe once they see you, you know.
My argument with him is if you've done it, you've done it for the Muslims, you've done it for the number
yeah,
of
oh, yeah.
you've done
Muslim,
it for lukewarm Christians,
oh, yeah.
why aren't
uh-huh.
you doing this for everybody? If you
it's
love
weird.
Everybody
Muslim,
so much, why aren't you visiting everybody?
Yeah.
Why don't they have near-death experiences all the time?
Oh,
why
yeah.
are you not just doing this for everybody? Why stop at a few?
Yeah.
I don't
my
understand.
My brother and I always
Lord.
Say that. We'll watch the 700 Club, and they'll be like, Jesus appeared before, and we're like, must my brother will be saying in the other room, must be Muslim or Hindu or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Go get them all.
Yeah. Get them all, I know.
Yeah.
Go get them all, Lord. You did that for one, do that for everybody. They're going to be yours.
I mean, if Jesus appeared before everybody in the world right now, how many people do you think would be saved? I think that there would be a lot less people going into hell or the tribulation.
Exactly.
Sure.
They got to be sitting on half their brains or whatever, if not to love
mm-hmm.
him. I mean, if you see
mm-hmm.
him and you see the kindness and love,
oh boy.
Why
oh
wouldn't
boy,
you
yeah.
turn to him? Why wouldn't you just
oh
give
boy.
Everything up? These people were hardcore Muslims, hardcore
yep.
Jewish, hardcore
oh yeah.
whatever,
right.
to the point of just what a,
right.
you know, for these people to turn to God when he visited them, well, then why not everybody who's not even
good
that
point.
Hardcore? Of course I'm going to turn to you. Go get them, Lord. That's my
yeah,
argument.
That's
I'm a wife
that's
for 50
mine.
Years, over 50 years, so I can talk to them like that.
Has he given you the answer, Pat, on that one? Did he answer you, Pat, on that? What was the answer he gave?
No, he's
yeah.
just listening. He's just
we're
listening.
Still doing rounds over
he
that
He doesn't
one.
Say anything. He just listens. He doesn't know what to say because he's like his mouth is probably down to the floor like, puny creature, what are you talking? Well, I love you,
Pat,
and I love our brothers
even...
and sisters, and I want them saved, so I'm talking to you how I feel. And as long as I'm sincere, that's all he cares yeah. about.
Well,
any
Pat,
of us
sometimes
matter,
I
long pit, as
I'll even pit, I'll even pit Jesus on God sometimes. Jesus, you go tell Father God that this is what's going down. Oh, yeah, I'll get them to into it. You yeah. tell them.
He's
in our intercessor.
How could he
so
not
like, you're my
he
you go.
It.
You go get him.
Tell yeah,
him.
That's what I said. Go get him, Lord. Light up that room, Shekinah glory.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I said, the knees will hit the floor faster than greased lightning. And that other day he said to me, what is greased lightning? He was just teasing me. But I laughed my head off, you know. And he said, I guess I have to learn how to do greased lightning. He was fun. But he knew. He knows exactly
yeah.
what we're saying. You know.
Sure.
He knows. And he's not striking us with lightning because we're honest. You know why we know why we're talking that way? Because we care about the salvation of everyone. We
oh,
don't want anybody boy. Going to hell.
Yep.
That's the whole total
right.
thing.
Oh,
don't
boy.
Want anybody going to hell.
And
so
that's a hard
he
one
listens
to understand,
to
you know,
our
like,
mouth.
I mean it's a very there's things that we'll never understand. Like
no.
I will never understand why is there hell? Right? Why is there people that are born and then they're going to live and they're going to be in hell forever? I'll never understand that.
It was made
some
for the devil,
just not for us
not
to understand.
Humans. No.
I know. We're things
but
are just
we can
too
pray common. That people don't go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. There's a difference. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And one of the lies Satan has
been,
for people. Yeah. Go ahead.
I have a good friend who's been close to the Lord for, you know, 40-something years. But she has very strange doctrine that she says, Keith, why would a loving God send people to hell?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't believe in hell.
Jehovah Witnesses don't believe in hell. My daughter,
yep.
Laura, gave,
yep.
gave the Jehovah Witnesses a book on hell when they came to the door.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's where they're headed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
they think
read,
Jesus is an angel.
They read, yeah, they're taught to read half a verse at a time.
They switch yeah, things around.
Every little,
no.
yeah.
Yeah.
You've heard of Rob yeah. Bell, right? You heard of Rob Bell. He's wrote that best-selling book that's been this. It was called Love Wins. It was a landmark bestseller with Christians and in the regular New York Times bestseller list for the last, I don't know, 5 years.
Wow.
Rob Bell, have you heard of him, Jerry?
I've heard of him, but I'm not familiar with him.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah. Rob Bell was big, and unfortunately, he's just swooped up the whole church and the whole Christian movement, like, just picked them up and took them under, you know, and they all believe what he writes. His whole book is basically all these questions. Why would God send someone to hell? Why is there hell? He questions, like, it's just a series of questions over. And, you know, so it's, what happens is, like, the Holy Spirit told me is that, you know, he should be writing a book on, you know, the benefits that God has to offer rather than the questions that we can never answer, because all that puts doubt in people's hearts. And so his
right.
book, though, unfortunately, it took off. It became a best. He has standing ovations. Churches bought. It's, can you imagine his book is talking about how there is no heaven and there is no hell. We're going to be here on earth and why we have all these things and blah, blah, blah. And now it's like people have embraced his books. Christians have embraced it. That's how weird the whole movement is now. The non-Christians are reading like, Put an example. The non-Christians are reading the book on the little boy's book on heaven is so real, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Christians are
yep.
reading the one on
yep.
doubting God.
Wow.
That's a seller with them. Yeah. And his
Talks
book has,
wrong.
Oh, it is, Pat. And his book has sold. I mean, he has standing ovations wherever he goes. He's become famous worldwide now, and his book has
but
become
has
like your Bible.
He has to stand before God
it's
and answer like everybody else.
And all he's
yeah,
doing
Roman,
is asking questions, you know, but it's like...
Roman
yeah.
put it... Sorry. Yeah, Roman put a good point in chat. He said, you know, he wants people to believe without seeing, and that's why he's not doing all these
that's
things.
Faith.
And that's because true. He always he's always going to leave room for faith. And we are in the age of faith. I mean, we are in
oh, yeah.
a period
oh, yeah.
of time
oh, yeah.
that was a specific covenant even that
yeah.
was all about believing without seeing everything. I mean, the you know, the Gospels are written from the perspective of the apostles who he taught separately so that they could understand the things that he taught. That he didn't, you remember, even when Jesus was teaching directly, he taught in parables, okay? So it took us an amount of faith. It took an amount of discernment beyond just literal understanding.
Get it.
And it was the apostles who he taught directly and made sure that they knew. And so he, you know, everyone else, he left them with basically the phrase, you know, this generation seeks a sign, and the only sign they will get is the sign of Jonah.
He wants us to know.
Yeah, you know, and he was resurrected, and that's the sign, and, you know, take it or leave it. And too many haven't taken it yet.
No. And we pray for them
that's
to
what
do
our,
so.
Yeah, and we recognize his heart, and we have empathy with him, and we, because we've recognized it and moved to him, he's moved to us, and we can, you know, we're experiencing that, and so he'll find ways to address people, but you know,
you're still free.
He, I mean, he's not going to give up on anybody, not anybody.
No, he won't. Well, that's
but,
why I keep he keeps hearing my mouth. Don't, all kinds of ways not to give up.
Sometime and we'll hit the door together. If we do it two on one, maybe we'll win that.
Oh my
one.
Goodness. There's two more together. There's three of us here. Lord, the kind of glory. Go get them. Don't give up. Get everyone.
Yeah, well, they're playing.
We agree.
We'll
you got to do it now.
They're playing hide and seek right now, but he's going to get them. He'll find them. He's going to say, hey.
Yeah. He will. He will.
Think a lot of
you can't stop at a few. You got to go. You got to go visit all of them. You just got to.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, you don't stop at a few.
It's hard because you pray for people that, you know, like I don't, so I don't know your relatives, so I'm like, okay, whatever. But then when I'm my best friend, I'm like, oh, Lord, you've got to get him in. And Pat's saying, no, no, you've got to get this one. And then Jerry's saying, no, no, this one has to be in. You know, we all have our have to be in, you know. And so it's really, it's hard because we're like, we, Lord, I just said, Lord, you have to get him in. You, I don't know. You have to. You have to. You know, and it's hard because it's like, I'm thinking, oh, I hope this happens. You know, you can, but I feel like, Will all these people come in the tribulation, or what? You know, it'll be interesting.
Keep
to
covering
see.
Them with the precious blood. There's nothing more powerful than His blood. There's power in the blood. That's what I say. And how many people even say, "I cover you with the precious blood"? Hardly anyone.
Yeah.
But we do. We know how to pray for others. We know what to do with the blood.
Yeah.
We put it over everybody. Jesus, I cover the whole world, every, especially the leaders thereof, with Your precious blood, that You can live there. You know, have Your way with them. The one prayer in He and I that was given. I put it into a prayer. It's Eternal Father, open up the hearts of everyone, especially sinners, so that Jesus can live therein, having His own way, especially hardened sinners who love the world more than Thee, remembering His words from His suffering cross, His horrendous cross. Father, forgive them; they know not what they do. So that little prayer alone will save many. You know that we ask the Father to open up the hearts of everybody that Jesus can live therein and have His own way. Yeah, so that's one of the prayers I say. Yeah.
Yeah, and, unfortunately, people have, people do have to accept it, and unfortunately, people sometimes put a roadblock, and that, you know, that inhibits the Holy Spirit, and, you know, what part
but
of them they want.
But we ask God to send us a trial or a tribulation or a visitation or a near-death experience even to wake them up, like, just try everything in the book.
Yes, exactly, Pat.
To save them. That's my thing with him, is like, just... Don't give up, Lord. Try everything. You did it for one, do it for another.
I pray for dreams
and they're coming around.
I'm like, Lord, give my best friend a dream of hell, please. Just a couple nights of hell.
That'll work. That'll work.
You know, how many
people have had that?
How many people?
Lord, don't stop at once. Just give them all that. They all need that. That's what I say. Show a person's place in hell. What their choice is going to be if they don't go with you. Show them. And if that doesn't change them, well, then I don't know what to tell you what to do. Give them another vision, you know. Just keep at them because you don't want anybody going to hell. You know? You just don't.
What do you think, Mary?
Your mercy, your mercy, your mercy on everybody. I praise mercy on everyone. Yeah.
I mean, how many people pray a prayer, you know, dear God, if You're real, mess me up good, so I'll finally pay attention to You.
Oh. We'll pray it for them.
Well, seriously, I mean, how many people say that prayer, you know?
They're too comfortable. They're too comfortable and they're afraid. They don't know what. They have to give up. They like their sin or their comfort, not even their sin, their comfort zone. Their friends, their booze, their cigarettes, or they don't want to give that up.
Well, that's usually what it always comes down to when people don't get saved. they can say whatever they want. The bottom line is it comes down to the fact of obedience. They don't want to give up everything.
They don't have enough conviction of conscience of doing right and wrong that they feel they have
correct.
To.
You're right, Pat. That's a good point. Yeah, they feel like they almost have to give up, like you're saying. You're
no
right.
sense of eternity, no conscience. So why
yeah.
should I do that? You know, why?
You're right. They're like, you're like, it's almost like they're thinking, well, I don't. I mean, I'm not doing anything wrong, so why should I have to give it up? I mean, I don't really want to.
Exactly.
Like, almost
that's
doing
the
God
argument
a favor.
They give.
Right. Like
right.
doing God a favor by
right.
giving. You're right. By, you know.
Yeah.
Why am I, if I'm not hurting anybody, if I'm not killing
right.
anybody, why do I,
right.
What am I doing wrong? You know, well, yeah,
right.
you are. You know, and they don't want to listen. They don't want to see it. They don't see it. They have no sense of eternity, no sense of conscience. You know.
I was thinking, shoved it down so much. Why are we, you know, why are we go through, why is it, I was thinking yesterday, why is it we go through so much tax from the enemy? But I thought, well, if you take any system, and we'll take the world as a system, and then one minute
mm-hmm.
you're with the world and you're having just a great old time sleeping around and drinking, having a good old time, and just everything's great. I mean, a lot of people like, I've got, in L.A., they're like, I've got a great body, I work out,
mm-hmm.
I hook up now and then, you know, I've
mm-hmm.
got a drink, my friends, I have a great, in L.A., they're like, I've got my BMW, I've got it all made, and that's the attitude a lot of people around, I've got it, I've landed, I've got it, I'm in control
yeah.
of everything, that's the whole attitude, I'm totally hardcore in control, you know,
mm-hmm.
they do yoga,
mm-hmm.
you know, they go down the list, boom, 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 but I thought, well, the reason why you have a, the reason why you get attacked is because all of a sudden if you take that person and reverse them to
mm-hmm.
where everything they did before, now that they should not do, whoa, now you have
whoa.
A, right.
Yeah.
It's like, now you're, just do the reverse. And now they're like, no wonder why the whole world's around, because everything they used to do is now tempting them, well, they can't do that anymore. So just, that's why they get all the attacks. It's just doing
yeah.
the reverse of everything.
Satan blows. Satan does not want to lose a soul. In the beautiful book, Way of Divine Love, God says, when you realize you've been duped by Satan, that's my word, he says, immediately ask a drop of blood from my heart onto your soul so that I can strengthen you, because Satan is still going to give you ways to talk to you, to try to lose, to make you lost. And he says, but listen to my voice instead so that I will guide you and protect you and bring you into, you know, my will and my love. So you've got to listen to the Lord within you. But he says, beg a drop of my blood from my soul onto your heart. Yeah, so that you will be strengthened against Satan.
And it's weird because
listen
one
to my voice.
There's one thing that I've been noticing the last couple of days, which I find very, I don't know, it's very interesting to me. I'm finding that, like, the last week as well, when I'm in, like, I've been dealing with these people that deal with healing in the churches, you know, and these are like your, I would call it the cream of the crop of the church, right? They're the really
mm-hmm.
believing ones. And
mm-hmm.
But it's so interesting, Pat and Jerry and everyone out there, because you know what is so weird? It's like last night the two guys were here. But I told my brother, why is it that we're under so much more attack that I don't feel like they are? I'm running into these Christians that they love the Lord and they're really close to Him.
But you
what,
don't know.
You know what? You know, yeah, but I do know because I could tell in their spirit.
Yeah.
They're not doing the, believe me, they're not doing the rounds like we are. And you know what came to me is the reason why you've got your lukewarmies and you've got your churches and you've got your people that do love the Lord. But, like,
mm-hmm.
it's the house, the healing house of prayer. Like, there's 12 women there, and they love the Lord with all their heart. They really do. Each one of them, I have to say, honestly, they really do. They're lovers of Jesus. But they are not under it. I've had individual talks with them. I'm scanning their mind, cross-scanning, looking in their spirit. I'm not seeing the heavy attacks. Like, not beyond and above what we're doing. And you know why? Because what came to me that the Lord was sharing with me, which is really wild, is that when you become a watchman for the rapture, you take on it. The enemy, the Lord showed me this. He said the enemy is going to take you on full force if you're going to be a watchman for the rapture. He will try to take you out because you are telling people about Jesus coming back and you're giving them a time frame. You're telling them to pay attention. You're telling them to wake up. You're trying to save souls. The enemy will try to take you out with attacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the message I just
in the
read.
Bride, think about it. In the bride, we have so many more attacks versus, like, just regular people, Christians.
Yeah. I got
it's
the
so
other
weird.
Message here, too, if you wanted me to read that, you know.
Have
from,
you thought about that, Jerry?
The Pie Geek.
No, you know, that's, yeah, I, that just feels right, what you said to me. I mean, you know, we're like in the game of Monopoly, and we're the ones passing out the get out of jail free cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, huh?
Good one.
Yeah.
And the enemy doesn't
What do you
like
think,
that.
Pat? Do you think so? I mean, it's just, that's what God showed me. It's
that
like,
probably could be, because that is our blessed hope, is the rapture. And we're trying to give that blessed hope to others that, you know, they don't have to be a dupe of Satan, that they can go home, they can be saved.
I mean, the enemy, just, the enemy, you know, he's
it.
Trying to block certain things. He does not want them to know about the rapture. He does not want them to know about the rapture.
Well, Keith,
you know?
Of course not. You know what? Also, it's reminding him that he has no future. His time is coming to a close. He doesn't want to hear that.
Yes.
Because he knows he's
like,
going to the lake of fire. How fun
like
is that?
The Lord just, shared with me just now, just a second, he told me, well, see, the enemy doesn't have to worry about the church because they don't believe in the rapture anyways. They're actually for the anti-rapture. They're for, like, don't right? So he's already
right.
won them over. And so now there's a small group of us going, oh, no, we're talking about the rapture 24 hours a day. And he's like, I've got to shut this group down right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and he'll attack
also...
you through the ones closest to you.
I would
what,
add
Jerry?
To that. We're
God,
out
Jerry.
There proclaiming. We're proclaiming mm-hmm. not only the truth, but we're proclaiming growing in the truth. And we're
mm-hmm.
growing ourselves as we proclaim it. And that's
yes.
another thing I think that opens us to attack is growth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not giving up. We keep plugging away.
Yeah.
We're warriors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we know how to swing a sword.
We proclaim
mm-hmm.
it and we grow.
Yeah. Mhm. Do you want that message from the other gal?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. This is June 17th. This is from 278. I guess it's Pikelk. I don't know if I'm even saying her. Pikelk. I don't. Never mind. My children.
Yeah, I know who
you
have
mean. Ears, yeah. My children who have ears to hear, listen to my messengers. See? Listen to my messengers. My love for you is what keeps me, this is good, my love for you is what keeps me from unleashing on your earth. My love for my creation and my longing for more lost to be found and backslidden to return home to me. All of my sheep must be in place before I can make my plans known, my loves. I feel your frustration, anger, and sadness as you see your civilizations running away from what is good and adopting practices that are beyond evil. Your nations will receive their just punishment, my children. Yes, they will, but not until my flock is in place exactly where I want each and every one of them. I am working and have my prophets and messengers and children working to bring in the lost and the backslidden. Bring them into my fold and out of the evil world around you. Work together, my children, loving one another, praying for one another, and caring for everyone you come in contact with. Seeds you plant will spring forth new relationships with me quicker than ever. Worry about nothing but planting seeds. My Holy Spirit, Rosh HaKodesh, will bring you to the opportunities and give you the words to speak. Be aware of his presence, and he will allow you to plant many seeds for my kingdom. As things proceed, life for some will look bleaker and bleaker. Many will be searching for the answers as to why. They will ponder their creation, and they will be searching for what their eternal destiny will hold. Share me with them, my loves. Let them know how much their Creator and Father loves them. I will keep my sheep safe and cared for during times of trouble. They will see my peace enveloping you and want what you have. I see your day-to-day struggles and frustrations, my sheep. Continue to press into me, my loves. You will be facing some things, and when you need to draw from my Rosh HaKodesh, that's the Holy Spirit, of course, he will be there. You must rely on me, my loves, for my peace and protection. Do not wander from the flock. Do not venture out into the world. Stay near to me, my sheep, in thought, word, and deed. Pray in the spirit constantly. Commune with me often and expect me to be an active participant in your life and situations. I love you all so much, my loves. Yeshua HaMashiach. So how good is that?
That's a good word.
That's
a good word. It almost was confirming some of the stuff we were just talking about. Why are we getting
exactly?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Well, plus we're watchmen. Yeah. Remember, like when the bride came back on Facebook and YouTube, like we all knew we were watchmen, and we were out to we all got together and started warning everyone and making the videos and stuff. So we're
mm-hmm.
watchmen, and the watchmen is they've got the watchmen have a special job. The Lord has told me before many times. The watchmen was the smaller group that God started bringing back in 2011. And the watchmen were supposed to, one, first warn the lukewarm Christians, which is the larger group of Christians, and then second, even the larger group, which is the sinners. to go from one larger group to the next larger group. And the Watchmen are the ones, like my friend Paula Marie and Brian, OT4Jesus, and all these people on YouTube that I know, the whole group, and they're all under massive attack from the enemy.
Oh, yes.
They're out warning, making videos, like us, you know, just warning, making videos, telling people this and that, Rapture's coming, wake up, you know, this sign and that. And, you know, the enemy does not want that. You know, he wants to shut that down right now.
No.
You know.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
We'll keep sharing, though. We won't give up. We'll come up with
dates.
Oh,
no.
We
do not
dates.
Know.
No.
Yep. God has us. As long as we're faithful to him and we have this genuine, sweet, sincere relationship with him, of course he's got us. He's got us in the palm of his hand. He's got us in his heart. He's not going to let anything happen to us. You know, he won't. And we have to really trust that he won't. He won't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to see more and more messages this week. See that one message before I read? It said this week, over and over again, this week, that things are just going to be popping, you know, and beware and know that things get a little crazy. I know the last couple of days, I was just feeling not anxious, but I was really aware of things really going crazy in the world between Iraq and just everything. And I said, I know now what you were saying about things getting racked up here, you know, primed up, because things are just getting really crazy. And just don't let this get to you. Don't.
Right.
And that's
right.
What we have to do. That's not saying it's easy, but you got to have a think that he told us, he warned us, and here it is. And it's you know what it is? It's the acceleration. That kind of grabs your heart, you know. Even though you have tremendous faith, we're seeing too many things happen so quickly now in every area. It's really going crazy.
You know,
and that's Pat,
he just put something kind of on my heart, you know. You know, Jesus knows you shouldn't be afraid, and you know you shouldn't be afraid.
Right.
But have you convinced the devil that you're not going to be afraid?
Oh, I'm not afraid. The devil won't even look at me.
No, I don't mean you personally, but
him.
I mean all of us. Have you convinced
I'm not afraid.
Him
absolutely not.
That you're not going to be afraid? And
oh,
I think
he knows I'm not afraid. He knows if he comes near him, I'll just slaughter him.
Yeah.
That's the kind of warrior pride I get. I've got the sword.
Think,
if I have to grab St. Michael's sword and slay him, I will. And he knows I'm tough as nails with him. He doesn't want to come near me because I'm terrible to him. I humiliate him to the dust.
You know, I think that's why we go through some cycles you know, he comes back and tests the water occasionally, and it's like, what kind of response is he going to get?
Okay.
And if you convince him that you're going to, well, it's not just you. I know
it's everybody.
That there's a lot of people out there, and I think sometimes you kind of have to convince him that you're just going to, you're going to go straight to God, and you're going to take that
power. He doesn't need any convincing from me, let me tell you. Oh, he doesn't even want to mess with me. No, because if I face him, I'll kill him. I will. That's what I said to the Lord. He forget eternal life. He's dead. If he comes near me, he's dead, because I hate him with a hatred. Hatred of hell. I hate him for what he's done to God. And, I won't even tell you the terrible things I say to him and humiliate him to the dust. I once had a vision of
him. Please record him, Pat. We'll play him on RCC for a whole
day. No, one time I went off so bad on him. I humiliated him so bad. I saw him down and he was taking his claws and banging them against the wall or something. Like he just wanted to shut me up. And he couldn't, because I wouldn't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus finally said, enough. He had to shut me up, because he knows he's going to retaliate. He's going to come after me or after the ones I love. But I just go off on him. I do.
Jerry,
I remind him what an idiot he
time?
Is because he fell. Yeah. No, I'm merciless. I am merciless with the enemy.
Are you, doing wrestling matches with the enemy? Are you doing what Kyle does to
him? You know, I have not quite that way, but you know, I think I just, but you
I
know,
can't help
what
it.
Pat is expressing, you know, all of that she's expressing is just pure belief in the power of God and the defeated nature of Satan. And however you express it, I think if you have that belief and your walk is strong, that you know, that has the desired effect. And,
that's why the enemy hates this church.
Yeah.
He hates this church because we're all warriors. We know how to swing the sword.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't even opened our mouths yet. We know how to swing the sword. If he wants to hear our mouth, he'll hear it back too, and he'll never forget it, but he will regret it.
Every so often, I just come against him fast. I plead the blood of Jesus over him.
Yeah.
I bind him up, and
cast
him out. I put the blood on him so he's suffering. I come against him real hard and real fast.
Exactly.
You move now.
Yeah.
You get out now.
He who was in us is stronger than he was in the world. You know how powerful that is? Christ in us is stronger. We have the power. We should never squirm. Even if 1,000 appeared before us, just say, I belong to the light. I have Jesus Christ in me. I belong to him. And in his name, get out of here now. I have nothing to do with you. You're a loser. Get out. Get out. And they have to go. In the name of Jesus, they've got to go.
I'll just put the blood all over him.
Yeah.
I hate that. So I just put the blood all over you. You're going to blood
no,
Jesus
I'm not,
all over
I'm
you.
Not afraid. I'm not afraid, but I know that he'll come after other people in my house. I know he will, and I have to be strong then to deal with that. He tries to get me that way.
Okay.
It's not so much against me.
Directly.
He can't really touch me, but he can touch the ones around me who are weak, and he will use them to come at me. I mean really come at me, to the point where I could almost be killed.
Some of the experiences that I've had over the last, I don't know, 5 years, circumstances where people were participating in his plans and having success and coming against them a little bit. And what God did was he allowed a measured victory, not a total wipeout victory where these people were concerned. And so that's a bit of grace extended in their direction. And I believe some of them grew from it, from what I know. But the other thing is that experience convinced me that what we're seeing, that the degeneration we're seeing in the world right now is part of his plan. Because he's allowing measured victories by the enemy as part of what he's going to bring about. And so, I mean, that's sort of a corollary to outright warfare. But when you confront it and, you know, if God gives you a measured victory, then, you know, it might be because the things that aren't especially directly involving you could be part of his plan, you know, whether churches or organizations and what have you.
Now, we have the upper hand with the enemy in the name of Jesus, but the blood, you know, he's got to go. He's just got to go. You know, I let him have it. I do. And he deserves it for what he's done, you know, for his decision,
belief. Against someone that, you know, someone in RCC or someone that I care about, I will come, my brother and I, we always do the agreement prayer because we're like, we agree in Jesus' name, we bind, and we do it all together.
Right.
And we're like, we will bind him and get
and the
him
devil,
out of there.
I mean, and Scripture says, resist him and he will flee.
Yes.
So keep resisting him. He's not going to want to hang around you and be constantly humiliated and defeated.
Yes.
He's going to leave. He's going to go against the ones that he or easy prayer and those who are close to you.
Yep.
That's why I have that special message from the Lord in 2011 where Jesus said, because I was hit, you know, and he said, don't retaliate. Don't do anything. He says, you're just putting fuel. Respond very cautiously and carefully with the ones that are coming at you, because if Satan can get a hold on them, then he's going to work through them to really get to hurt you. You know, so I could see where I have to be very calm, even if I have to take insults and everything else. I have to handle it calmly because I could get hurt.
Yeah,
I could get hurt.
Oh yes,
it's
true.
Yeah, and he says,
you know,
in plain words, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's the answer. Is just look, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well,
these women
said,
with
do
their
not
husbands, don't,
do not retaliate. Do not say a thing.
These women with
do
their
not
husbands,
come back.
Don't get into it with them. The husband says
don't get into
he's
it.
Taking away
with
the ring, he's thrown against the wall. I'm like, don't get
because,
into it.
No,
peace.
Because
just
these people
the
coming against you, he'll give them more power to smack you down or hit you or even kill you.
Like,
so
you
you've got
to
be
married
quiet.
To this guy to the rapture. So just ride it out. Keep the peace. Just don't stay busy. Get away
it's
from
it.
You know?
It's hard because we're human and we want to retaliate back. But I can't because it's my life if I do. I mean, I don't mean to sound theatrical, but that's in so many words that he was saying, you know, these people will come at you. And because, you know, the enemy has influence on them, they don't realize it, and they're going to come at you. So you got to shut up and just, my words, be quiet and not retaliate, not say anything.
Yep,
just
right.
calmly
that's,
take care of it.
That's a good point, Pat. There's times in the battle when we're doing the warfare that we back off, and then there's times
yes,
when we come
you've
on
got
strong,
to.
Right?
For you your own protection.
You have to kind of follow what the Holy Spirit or what God's telling
you.
You know, you just don't get all, sometimes newborn Christians, you know, they learn the tools of warfare and they get all crazy, and then all of a sudden they're like, whoo, their life is turned upside down.
Well,
like, they're
learning, they'll learn fast. It's not easy. I'm telling you it's not easy. You know, it's not easy to stay quiet, but you have to. And I find here, if I don't start to, if I have to remember that in me, and sometimes Jesus will say, be quiet. Don't say anything. Be quiet. I'm telling you to be quiet. And I just obey him. But it saved my life because the people will come after me with a vengeance because, you know, the enemy could use them. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know at least 10 times I've almost been killed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
But
I've been warned from the Lord when it was going to happen and whatever else, and it saved me. Angels have saved me, Direct intervention, direct intervention to save me. Oh, yeah.
But all that,
at least 10
all
times.
All that power behind, you know, your belief and your saying that, all that authority that you have, to me, it's just saying to me, you know, right now, that's your faith becoming real. And in other words, you've gone beyond faith where you have this, you know, your power and authority is completely real. And,
I don't doubt it.
Which you know, but it's a great example for other people because, you know, it's like the scripture, faith is the power of things hoped for and things that you believe
can't
see.
Right,
can't see. And you have... so all that energy is such a great testimony. And it also has got me, you know, I'm sort of thinking back at how we started discussing some of these things, and it was all about, in respect to our group, you know, how we share these things. And I really think that, this is a place not only where we can share these things, but it's also a place where we can prop each other up. We go to the Lord and then, you know, and if we have questions or we can build each other up. I mean, each one of us is sort of a spoke in the wheel of this congregation. And so it's really a common energy and a common belief where we can really share it and help each other out from time to time.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play a song here.
Sure.
And I just downloaded this one, and I found it nice and reaffirming
for
our group. We'll hopefully see how that goes.
Very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for all year, but ever and a day. Oh, the radio and the telephone.
No, it's Satchmo.
That we know may just be passing fancies. And then time may go. But, my dear, our love is here to stay.
Amen.
Together we going on a long, long way. In time, the rockets may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
It's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay.
Keith, do you have any news? I meant to ask you that earlier, but
I was busy exposing Roman on Facebook. I told him we're going to heaven. You have to pick which ice cream you want. We were talking about ice cream flavors, and he picked the one that heaven didn't have, so he was turned down the rapture. So I keep saying, pick another flavor, all the flavors, and I keep checking, and he finally picked the flavor they had, but they were out of it. I told him so. Roman's still trying to get into the rapture today.
Poor Roman.
That's our latest Facebook. We're all on Facebook, and that's what we've been talking about. He's been blocked one more time. I said, try peanut butter. He said, you're going to say no, Keith. I said, no, I'll check. I really will. I said, oh, they have it, but they're out of it. Sorry.
poor Roman. We love you, Roman. Love everybody.
I know. We do. We love you, little Roman. Yeah, that ISIS thing is getting just way out of control today.
Yeah,
we only have a couple of minutes, but we'll just talk about the ISIS thing. That thing is getting crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Have you seen what's going on with that? That it's just getting insane, that ISIS thing. I think we've got our soldiers there now. They're just killing everybody, doing everything they want, and now Iraq's approved for us to go in and an airstrike them, and we're not sure if we're going to be able to get rid of them. And, you know, it's just, and what do you guys think about that ISIS thing? I mean, do you think this is the march to this war?
We're sending our troops over to protect our embassy. I know that.
Yeah.
And thousands of Iraqi Christians are fleeing Iraq.
Without air cover. Which is idiocy militarily. And they're going to be in the middle of all these people who just want them dead. It's just terrible. It's just
horrible.
It's a giant powder keg.
I don't see us as going in there cleanly and getting out of there, do you?
No. Who knows where this is going to go?
I didn't understand.
I don't see the U.S. going in there like they're trying to say, we're going to go in there, we're going to knock them out, and we're going back home, and that'll be it. I don't see it.
I think the U.S. troops are just window dressing. They're just to make it look like Obama's doing something that he's supposed
exactly.
to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I think that, you know, watch the numbers. I don't know if we could ever get a real report, but anyway, I think it's time for the spirit of the bride to say
come get us, Lord.
Lord Jesus, please wrap us, Lord, today.
Come, Jesus.
Amen.
Please take us home.
Translation is today.
Love everybody in the
love
chat room.
All.
Jerry.
Love chat. Love everybody.
Love
out there.
Hang
in there, guys.
Thank you all for your contributions. Love you all.
Yeah.
Oh, listen.
Bye, Chad.
Glad
love
to
you,
share.
Chad.
Everyone listening, everyone in
yep.
the chat room, we
love
you.
Love your family.
Thank you for being RCC. Yeah,
love
definitely.
Your family. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
And we'll see you in there.
We'll see you tomorrow
up.
Night.
Blessings.
See you in there.
Blessings
we're going home.
All.
Oh,
there.
Yes. Yes,
yep.
definitely.
That's the doors
amen.
Open.
Amen. Yep.
Yep. Amen. Rest in heaven.
Okay. Love you all. We'll see you.
Love you all.
Hear you.
We'll see you tomorrow
night
or up there.
Up there. Good night.
Oh.